should say that. So the shaila is, why are we asking a Chinese every night that people should come to Maariv at whatever time they're coming? And because it's Chilus Maariv, is this coming week's parasha, and parasha's Vayetze. Yaakov Avinu stops off in the Mokin and Mikdash, and it says, Vayitka v'mokin v'yilei shom kivra shemesh. He reached, Vayitka literally means he reached or met the place, Vayolim shom, and slept there kivra shemesh, because the sun was coming down. So very, just from the Poshav Shah of the Pasik, you see that the time that we're talking about here is, it seems either around sunset or right before sunset. Kivra Shemesh, because the Shemesh has come. The Shaila is, you know, you say by Ni'ilah, you know, if you get to Ni'ilah after Shkia or before Shkia, it depends on what you say in the Tefillah, one of the cruises that you say, Hayoyim Yifne, Hayoyim Pono, depends on whether you say Lashon Avra or Lashon Azit. Everybody's hoping you're saying already Hayoyim Pono, because it's over. You understand? Yifne, you mean still a little earlier time to go. But it happens to be that here also, Kivra HaShemesh is that it already, the sun has already come down. So there's a machlekes as to when exactly that time of Kivra HaShemesh is, but the Gemara in Brachas said that, where do we learn that in Davened over here? It says over here, Vayivka Bamokai, Brachas, the Gemara Brachas says, Yaakov Tikei Tvilos Aris. Yaakov was Mesakin in Mairiv, Shanemar Vayivka Bamokai Vayolid Shom. Ve'egiyah Eletvila. When it says Vayivka in the Pasik, Vayivka means Pigiyah. Pigiyah means to be meeting, means really Davening. Shanemar, as it says in the Novi, Ba'atan al Tisbalu Davening. It says, don't Daven for this nation. Valtiso Ba'adam Rino Utvila. Don't lift on their behalf, lift up to me on their behalf, any type of singing or davening. Va'al tifka bi, don't beseech me with any prayer. So the word tifka, nabi, means tefillah. So therefore, when Yaakov Avinu was pregeya ba'mokim, ba'yifka ba'mokim, ba'yolin sham, it means he davened for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And since it was at night, we say Yaakov tikkun tefillas aris. It's a very important yisoy, though, that I want to say here, it's from Mamish from the Yisoyda HaTorah. And the Rambam writes many times that if you don't know this Yisoyda, if you don't believe this Yisoyda, you're Kaifer in Torah's Moshe, and you're also Kaifer in Torah Min HaShemayim. That's what the Rambam writes. And that is the following thing again, these parashas. The Rambam writes in several places. Why do we keep the mitzvah of Bris Milah? Why do we keep the mitzvah of Gid HaMoshe? Why do we keep the mitzvah of Nabi Yehudah and Ahab? So these are all mitzvahs that appear in Sefer Bereishis, period of Rivia. They're all mitzvahs that appear in Sefer Bereishis. So the question is, why do we keep those mitzvahs? Do we keep them because Noach got the mitzvah of Eivim and Ahab? Or Adam HaRishon got the mitzvah of period of Rivia? Or Avraham Avinu received the mitzvah of Bismillah? Yaakov Avinu received the mitzvah of the So many people would presume, therefore, that the reason why we perform these mitzvahs today, even in the pasuk by Gid HaMoshe, came l'yoichlu b'nei Yisrael as Gid HaMoshe ad hayom hazeh, till this day. It says in the pasuk there that we shouldn't. The Rambam writes that a person that thinks in the beginning of Kirush Mishnayos in Perek Gid HaMoshe, in Perek Kulin, the person thinks we keep the mitzvah of Gid HaMoshe and other mitzvahs that were given in Sefer Bereishis, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh to Yaakov Avinu, he's a kaifer in Torah min HaShemayim. Now why is that? Because there's a tremendous nafkemina, whether it was repeated at Sinai and Moshe Rabbeinu was told by the Ribbono Shel Olam, keep the mitzvah of Gid HaMoshe, or keep the mitzvah of Bris Milah, or if he wasn't. What's the big nafkemina? The Rambam brings down in Hilchos Melachim that if a Navi comes later on and says, and he brings Simonim of the Navi, and he says, this that a Navi said earlier is incorrect, and it's time not to keep this particular Nevuah, I'm telling you to do differently, the Halacha is, Eilof Tishmul, you listen to that new Navi to tell you, you don't do what that Navi told you before. That's all by all other Medina. By the Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, since he was he spoke directly to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You can't argue on it. No Navi can come later and therefore say, I'm sorry, you should stop doing what Moshe Rabbeinu said about you. Because no Navi can ever understand the prophecy of the Ribbono Shel Olam like Moshe. Moshe was the mouth of the Rebbeinu Shalom Kiryachol. That's how close he was. Whereas other Nabiim receive a vision, and their interpretation of that vision is the level that they reach. Therefore, no future Nabi can ever be chaylik on the Nevuas Moshe. Therefore, if we keep the mitzvah of Eve Menachem, or the mitzvah Gidal Moshe, or Bris Mila, because Avraham Avinu was mitzvah, or Yaakov Avinu was mitzvah, it could change. In today's time, a Nabi could come and say, today you don't have to keep that mitzvah. And you can imagine what kind of havoc that would wreak amongst Klal Yisrael. But if the Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's Bichlal, the Drosha Rips, Imloi, Tariq, Mitzvahs, Mitzvah, Moshe, the Sinai, so therefore no one in the future can come and be chayyuk on that mitzvah. So the same thing applies over here. There's a Maritzayis that says it also on this Gemara that I just mentioned to you. Even though it says in the Gemara, Yaakov, Tikei, Tvilas, Arvis, no one should think that that's the reason why we have a mitzvah, this is a mitzvah darbon, but a mitzvah of tefillah in general, which is the derais at least once a day, no one should think that that mitzvah is we do it because the others were misakin in tefillahs. The others might have been misakin that it's a nice, a final dach to pray to the Rebbeinu during the day, but Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu went over at Sinai. It's just that it was not mentioned the Feirush in the Tzukim. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want you to daven like the others did in Sefer Bereishis. So it's no need to repeat another pasuk. I want you to keep the mitzvah of Gidal Moshe, just like Yaakov Avinu did when he was in Sefer Bereishis. But that was chazed over in that way at Sinai in order to give it a din, Teres Moshe and Nevuas Moshe, so there shouldn't be anyone later on that comes and is chaylik on it. It's really one of the yesodos of Torah that a person needs to know, because people come to argue, or a person comes later, you see it's very negated. If someone comes later and says, this Rebbe was so chashiv, that Lamaisa is so chashiv that he really can change the idea that for the Mashiach to come, he has to be resuscitated. He has to be, what is it? What's the word again? Not resuscitated. What did they say? No. Resurrected from the dead. Thank you. My word recognition issue. Word, right, is he has to be resurrected. So the Navi, some Rebbe comes later and says, you have to believe that he's going to be resurrected, and you have to believe in this Rebbe. So if it's not the Nevuas Moshe, if the guy brings Simonim and he tells him, I'll show you this, that's what it is, so I have to listen to him. But if I'm in the Nevuas Moshe, so then Zichud the Halacha is, and I'm not referring to anybody in particular, if you think I am, I'm not referring to anybody in particular. I spent Shabbos in a very interesting neighborhood, and it's simpler. The name of the neighborhood is Brooklyn Heights. You ever heard of this neighborhood? I've never stayed in such a strange neighborhood in my life. I've never seen something like this neighborhood. But it was in Chabad, there was a shul about
Brooklyn Heights.
No, Brooklyn Heights.
It was on Remsen Street. Bnei Avraham is the name of the shul, and it's quite an interesting place. You've been there before. The guy is Erlich Eid. This guy. That's what I don't want to say. I'm talking about anybody in particular because I'm just bringing an example that people might have familiarity with. But I don't want to say it on the just namish the next day after I spent Shabbos with a very, very Erlich fellow who was trying to really do amazing things in Klai Yisrael, and even though I don't think I could sit more than 5 minutes there, but this guy is a real nice namish for this cause, and many of them are. But the idea is still the same. Something as a din of was Moshe, so the halacha is you can't be chayyuk on it. If it's a din of another Navi, then another Navi later can be chayyuk on it. And there are many stories in that. When you find that there was a, particularly in the story of Edo, if you're familiar with it, he had been told by the Navi Sheker that the Nevuah that he got from the Rebbeinu Shalom had changed. And the reason why he believed him was because of this Yisrael, that the first Nevuah that he got was his Nevuah. Another Navi who was greater than him could be Dinzach on that Nevuah. That's why that story happened and he believed him. He was still punished for it, that needs a Hezbollah, and that's for a different time. Okay. So let's talk about that now. Halacha is, we have a place in the Gemara Brachos as to whether Tefillas Arvis is Rishus, whether it's optional, or whether it's mandatory. The reason why this halacha is such is because we do have a braisa that says that the reason why we daven Ma'ariv is keneged a barum of dorm shul nisakuli b'yayim. We brought the carbon tomichel bein arbayim, the carbon tomichel shacha, in that carbon tomichel bein arbayim. And in the carbon tomich al shacha, there were leftover fats and limbs that were not burned completely on the Mizbeach. If that happened, they were then burned on the Mizbeach starting from perhaps before Shkia until after Shkia, as we'll see maybe a little later in the Shkia. And we daven matter of Kineda. Now that might have been there, might not have been there. It wasn't a scheduled carbon tamid. It wasn't something called tamid. The tamid shel shachar was a tamid. The tamid shel rabban avayim was called a tamid. But the matter was that's why there's a machlok. It says the Gemara in Rav is not Chazayim the base. What does it mean when the Mishnah says Tilos Erev has no set time? If it means you could daven the whole night listening, Tilos Erev, Palalayma. So why doesn't it say the Feirush? That you can daven back the whole night. Why is Eimot Keva has no set time? Just say the real deal, that you can daven all night long. Elamai, Eimot Keva, rather, there must be something more to be learned from Eimot Keva. Commander Omar is next to tell us that this Mishnah paskins like the man don't get hold of Tfilos Arvis Rishus. Domer Yehuda Mashuel, Tfilos Arvis Megamil Eir Chayver, Bishua Eir Rishus. Omer Abaye, Halof Kedibria Eir Chayver, the Rebbe Omer, Halof Kedibria Eir Rishus. And the story by Machleks in between Abaye and Rav is we only paskin like Abaye in those cases of the Tzayal Kagam. And since it's been a long time since we learned Eir Metzias in fifth grade, I'm not going to have you tell me over what are the Al Kagams, but we know it comes up right in the beginning and we're supposed to memorize it when we're in fifth grade. He just showed up. Unbelievable. The guy just came in. He's like, oh, the shit already. This is what I need from this chair over here. Come on. I need a. Okay.
Skip.
He skipped three.
No,
he skipped four. This is 1 year later in the. It's more latent in the memory. You know what the Chofetz Chaim says about memory? Tremendous that the Chofetz Chaim says. Chofetz Chaim says, based on Rabbeinu Yoyim and Avos, Rabbeinu Yoyim and Avos on the Mishnah that says, Dalit made me out of the Shosh of Gorim, look at three things and you'll never sin. One of the things is, Rabbeinu Yoyim says, why is it scary in the Hezbollah? He says, because every time somebody does something in this world, he forgets it finally. If you get embarrassed in front of 1,000 people, and you're embarrassed. Slowly, as the years pass, that embarrassment goes away. Right? You don't feel it anymore. You remember it intellectually, but the emotions go away. He says, the tzar, when you place the Rebbeinu Shalom, is memory is only, loss of memory is only a physical condition. Not a spiritual one. So when the neshama leaves the body, says Rabbeinu Yoyim, you're stuck there with all your memories because there's no more good. There's no more good preventing it. So how the time takes that mishvah, he says. If you learn Zachin and Torah, even though you forget it, he says, that's only because you're restrained by the physical good. But Lamaisa, when a person passes away, he's going to remember all the Torah that he learned in his life, even that Torah. There's so much for the plug for Chazari. But how the time says, and that's what it means. Forgetfulness is like a cataract. And when a person passes on from this world, he remembers everything as if it was there at the moment that he learned it. Okay? Anyway, so the eager is to be made to understand what you're learning at the time that you're learning it, then you'll have it. If you just read it and downed it up, then I don't think it qualifies. Just remember that you downed it up, but not that you actually learned it. Okay. So, we have an excuse now for your fourth grade. So, you have an excuse. So, the halacha is, Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. So now that that's that halacha, so the mice, we have a problem. We're davening Marv every night, you're going to see, it's a big hafya. It's a very, very important yesoida this year. This year ends at 9:30. This is one of the yesoidas of the Shia that it ends at 9:30. And the reason why it ends at 9:30 is because we have to daven together in a minyan. But if Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, who cares? Huh? Who cares? 9:30 should end. Let's end at 11 o'clock. We'll choose for another hour. We'll go home and go to sleep. We learned. We did something nicer. So, you know, if you can, you can't pass it. Oh, so what's the challenge? You can pass it later on. So the Rishayim all bring down. It's in Taisus here. Even if you all pass it, it's out of the shoes. Taisus says over here in Brachus, I'm going to just summarize a little bit because we were a little late. I was a little late, so I apologize. Shloimar, if you look at the Tzitzis, just the last four lines, Shloimar, Chod Amir in the Tfilas Arvis Rishus, Haimu Lagavi Mitzvah Cheres, the Higoy Veres. This that we pass in Tfilas Arvis Rishus of Tzitzis is only if you have another mitzvah to do that no one can do at that time, and it's going to pass and you can't seem to find it again, then it's a Rishus for that matter. But the here got the all the reason sitchet feel it's hard to sleep on there. Let me say, man should be pushed off. I will hit on angle of battle, but for nothing just to schmooze around or just to make somebody angry that you're not going to dive in at 9:30, that we're not going to do. But, so first, thank you very much, guys. So, the other Rishonim say even more so. They say that no, we passed into Dr. Shlus, but the Yais, we were Makabal. There's Klal Yisrael, the Makabal in themselves, the Davin is a Chayva. So it's like a mini Yisrael Kidin, because they have Mamish now with Din, and therefore a person has the Davin Mar, the Makabal in ourselves is a Chayva. The Rambam brings down his Aloshin, the Rif brings down his Aloshin, we'll see in a little bit in the future, the Rosh brings down that Aloshin. There's less man to polygon on this. You can't really find any Rishonim that say that we that even though we pass through the Gemara, it feels Cyrus Rishus, there are no Rishonim that say that that is Manazetz also Rishus. All the Rishonim say is Manazetz a Chayv, because Christ will cavil on themselves as a Chayv. It was a nice try, but a nice silver stuff. We don't argue on Rishonim. Now, there are, though, halachic nafkim in this. Even though we were Makabal on ourselves as a Chayv, there are still halachic nafkim in this. Based on the fact that we did pass in the Gemara Tfilas Arvis Rishus. And today we're going to focus on those Nafkeminis in Lundus. If we pass in Tfilas Arvis Rishus in the Gemara, but the Rishonim come later on and say we're Makabalan on ourselves as a Chaytas, who cares? No, there are Halachic Nafkeminis because we passed in the Tfilas Arvis Rishus. And we're going to see a Maflekas Rishonim today that really clearly depicts this Maflekas, and it's really actually a beautiful Lundus.
How do we have mincha
and
anything
else?
We have a mitzvah,
kairos,
and a
beres,
and we have
a mincha. No, so mincha, you have to, mincha itself is a mitzvah, that is. What Taisus is saying is that if you pass the fast and feel Cyrus or Shus, you had a different Shia already, right? You were here once before.
Yeah,
two times, no? About it, so why'd you ask permission tonight? An unbelievable guy, he asked me permission tonight. Go visiting. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. What was your question? Oh, so mincha, right? So mincha, the shayla is, you're saying, what would be the difference? So for mincha, if you have a mitzvah yveres, you have to dab a mincha. Why? Because mincha itself is a mitzvah yveres, because it's a chayla. Now, if it's a mitzvah dayraisa, and if it's dabbanon, then you're right. You have to do the mitzvah dayraisa, and you would lose a mincha, and you dab a tashlumen later, because it's anonymous. But if you have two mitzvahs dabbanon, and you have to dab a mincha, mincha itself is a mitzvah yveres. Whereas, Magrib, according to Taisus, never has a din mitzvah yveres. It's a mitzvah, but it's never a mitzvah yveres, and therefore, when it comes up against any other mitzvah that's a yveres, you have to go to the other mitzvah. There's never a judgment call with the mitzvahs. It's always that this is not a mitzvah yveres magrib, and the other mitzvah isn't considered a mitzvah yveres. To be a mitzvah, so a person doesn't have a marriage, he doesn't have a marriage. The reason why it ends up, the people end up having marriage, is because usually, if you are a child in this mitzvah, you know that a bacher is obviously came from outlets when he's younger. When he gets to this time already, it's usually not.
But that's a shachas mukato.
What? Chakras?
Yeah.
About chakras?
People don't have chakras.
Because one's a mitzvah yveres, you mean? No, people have chakras for the day after.
Yeah.
If they don't get married in the morning.
No, it's part of from Krishna.
In the morning? No, at night it's part of Krishna.
Not in the morning. You can make that noise. Not in the morning.
Don't worry. In this island, don't worry. You have to understand. We don't consider it an embarrassment to ask this question. Just if you don't, like, you know. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes you ask a question to a rabbi and one looks at you. No. You hear that? I've gotten that a lot of times. No. But here, Baruch Hashem, we've got probably all of us who can join you in the You know, the funny thing is that you get married, you're a chassid, right? And then this, you have the biggest time to talk, and you're a melech on top of it. So then you wake up the next day, you say, man, or as you were a few months ago. We don't know anything at that time. The truth is, I didn't dive in the minyan. I stayed at home. You know, I woke up the minute for Kriya Shema, right before, and I woke up and it's like, you know, 15 minutes before I dive into the Baal Shem, I did Ashrei Shabbat, boom, Bills, Kriya Shema, Shvenesrei. I was holding, I mean, we're all exhausted. I mean, exhausting week.
Yeah. You feel good if you don't do it.
I never knew when I was gone. Why is it so exhausting? It's ain't bach, ain't nach, that's it. The rest is a Shabbat. I mean, you go through it, you realize that the Shabbat is exhausting. Many people get sick here. So let's see the Rabbit Tafa Khalif. These are things like step your comments on. That's why you sit here. Like, I already missed it. You have to share it a little bit. Little mustache. If you can't say it in front of me, you shouldn't say it at all. The gather for what can be said in front of me is not that narrow. There is a limit, but I think the gather is safe. So in brachas, we have an issue over here in brachas that papalot amar Yehuda mashmul vayayimet betzvila. This happens to people. It happened to me several times. Actually, it happens like if I daven very early. If you daven bincha early, it happens to me. Actually, I daven bincha really early, and I come to shul on Shabbos, and I daven again bincha. You daven bincha. You're in the middle of davening again. If you're in the middle of davening and you remind yourself, I davened already. You say, great, I struck gold twice. Or why I could have done something else, maybe you think. But the halacha is, pesach v'apil v'emtza bracha. You stop immediately. Even if you're in the middle of a bracha. The shayla is waiting. Why should you stop in the middle of a bracha? The v'yechren is a name of the Gemara that says, v'lavai she'yispahal v'olam kol yom kuloi. It's bad. Halavai a person should have it the whole day. It's a nice thing. It's a fine zak. You're connecting with the Rebbeinu Shalom. A person's allowed to daven 100 times in a day. A tzilus nedavah. So what's the problem? So you got to have the chayim on the back and says, oh, I've had it today, right? So now he steps to Shmuel and says, why? Continue. It's in the down to the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's Tfilas Nedarim. So it's the pshat.
Kavana. No Kavana.
That is, your tefillah was started as a Tfilas Chayim, like you said. The tefillah is a din, Tfilas Chayim. You can't admit and change the tefillah to Tfilas Nedarim. The same thing by a chayim. If a person brings a chayim to the Beis HaMikdash, and his carbon was a carbon that was a chayv. And Nitin, he remember, he wants to now change it to tefillah, to carbon the day. He can't just change it. The tefillah has a din, tefillah's in the dada. If it has a din, it's in the dada. It has a din, chayv.
If you walk out of Nashman, that's right. If you want, you can start again. Let him come in and you can't do it with the chayv.
And now you want to make a tefillah's in the dada.
I'm dominant for Nashman.
The chayv, yes. The chayv, yes. If that tefillah has a shame in tefillah's chayv, because that was your kavana, that's how you shaft your tefillah.
That's
you shaft
the
beginning of the kavana.
Okay.
That's it, you know.
Start again as a
result. Start again as a result, you do what you want. That's correct. That is correct. So the Rambam Taka brings down this halal. And the Rambam says, Mishan is stachik loy. And the funny thing is, God, by the way, God did. But now we have to talk about Myrus. But Paskin is a Gemara. The tefillah side is in your shoes. Will be done by night. If we say that tefillah you have in mind that it should be a chayv and you're a mispalda but they're a slave and that's why you've missed that you have if you remember you davened already so now you want to shop from this and tefillah's nedarim you're not allowed to do it because you're changing in the middle. So then we can design that when it comes to ma'ariv we have the diyun whether it's tefillah's nedarim or whether it's not. If it's rishus, can design again here saying that it's a tefillah's rishus. And if it's a tefillah rishus, so then the chayiv can continue. Now, shaker, if you hold, well, we have a kavod as a chayiv, so you came from a kavod as a chayiv, so the chayiv, we should say, that you can't continue. Now, Agav, you see now in Tosfos, why Tosfos wanted to say what he said. Tosfos says, about the tachiyuv. No boss, We never consider it a mitzvah better. That's what Tfilas Amos B'Shus means. So the Chayre, in Taisvis, it's going to be the same halacha. Why? Because Taisvis didn't say that it has a din Tfilas Nedarah. Taisvis is a Chayre. Now what? It's not a mitzvah better. And when there's a mitzvah better, you go to the mitzvah better. So according to Taisvis, and that's Logan, that in his Shita, that you'd have to stop also by Myra, if you remember in the middle that you already down. That's the Chayre you have to say in Taisvis. Let's see what the Rambam says. You should have stopped employing his follows the bottom arm up on the right side. Allah Hidal Khoi didn't have to fill it. If his follow didn't lay his follow, he's so big whether he davened or whether he didn't daven, ain't a chaser from his follow. He doesn't go back and daven. El in K, his follow tfila zu, al da shahin adab. Unless he had in mind that this is an adab. Shin rotze, yosef his follow, kol ayon, tfila zu adab his follow. But no, you can have no day. But Mishaya under the field of his Mishaya Christ's father, only in prison, that was in the middle of davening, and he knows he already davened. Bafilubah, that's the case, the first case, was a sophic, some gabonuku. He says, but if it is Mishaya Christ's father, he'll place it. Has to stop. Bafilubah, it's a brother. Of his love to Yambam, in Hoysa, Tfilas Ardis, but it was my rib. He's chaylik on the Taisus, ain't no chaysik. Shalai his father, like some mitchila. Ela aldas she'ena chayyim. His intent initially in davening Mariv was not that it was a chayyim. His intent initially was only that it was a rishus. So if the intent was only that it was supposed to be a rishus mitchile, so there's nothing to talk about. He washes his staff. He can continue as an adobe just like he had in mind in the beginning. That's the Rambam Shita. So you see, zalachik nafkevidit in paskevidit whether tefillas arvus is rishus or whether it's a chayyim. Because even though we makabel ourselves as a chayve, but it still hasn't been reshus legabi this particular halach.
Someone thinks that he daven mincha and he davens a nedava. Really, he didn't daven.
Mm-hmm.
The nedava is not yaitse the mitzvah mincha.
You can make a tnai. You can make a tnai. That's the truth. We find this halacha by times where we're specific whether we have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei or not. The classic example that's given by Taisus and Brachos of Chazayim. Of Zion and Bez, Chavon and Bez, and it is Chavon and Bez. Taisa says that when it comes to. Actually, I'm sorry, excuse me, that's a Daflamin and Bez. Taisa on the top of the page, Daflamin and Bez, says that if a person comes to a day where it's Rosh Chodesh, right? And it's the second day of Rosh Chodesh, or it's the first day of Rosh Chodesh, and there's no second day, and he forgot to daven, he forgot to say Yalav Yalav Yalav. So you got to say hello, Yom. Now it's already
Marif.
So it's already next day. So if he repeats Marif twice, which he has a Dinta Shulman, he's not going to be mentioning Yalav Yalav anyways. So the Shaila is, if he's not mentioning that Tefillah, which he's repeating the entire Shemoneh Esrei as a result of, should he daven again Tashulman? He's not anyways going to get the Yalav Yalav, so should he really repeat it? So it's probably in the longest whether you hold him when a person doesn't say Yalav Yalav, he didn't daven at all, or is the pshat that he said davening, but he wasn't master your chas. The proper place to say, it was your chas, you're talking about in the summer. You're going to talk about in the summer. See, it wasn't a great, anyway, so the idea is that it's the longest, if you didn't daven at all, so then you understand, then you have to say it again, regardless of whether you say Yalav Yalav. If the pshat is, that it's as if you daven, but you just didn't say Yalav Yalav, so then there's no purpose in saying Tashvum. So Chassai passes the Mishnah Brura that a person should go ahead and daven the Tashvum, but have in mind the Sofik, the condition. If I'm Mechuyah, then it should be a Tfilas Chayyim. If I'm not Mechuyah, then it's only this, it should be a Tfilas Medaba. He's allowed to specify the parameters for the Tanakh. Child's whether it works. There are people that hold that doesn't work, but that's what you have to. That's how you approach it. You can make it sound like that. Okay. But the rabbi doesn't pass in this way. It's a funny thing. And the rabbi at the bottom says, "Come on, come on." Ein kan nagasurach. You know, his deeds were maybe ma'aris. Sometimes he talks a little sharper than this, but here he says, he doesn't like his sakalach or myrid. His deeds are from his sakalach. Why should he be different? But yes, we're ready to call ourselves the Chayre. So that's the Chayre. So what's the Machlaikis? What is the Rambam Hol? Why is the Rambam Hol this way? I mean, the Rambam Sheikh is a Shtickle Pleiad, right? If we're Makabal ourselves as the Chayre, so how can he even say that when it comes to this halacha, where you realize you're in a daven, you can continue because you only had in mind to daven as a rishus. You only had in mind to daven as a rishus. The Rambam himself passes that when Makabal and himself says a chayda. So which person gets up to daven and says, I had in mind it should be a rishus? No one thinks that. So the Rambam is a shtickle playing the geshita. So Chayim, in Hilchos Tefillah, the second shtickle, says something very beautiful. He says, Alundis. He says that this that we're mekabel on ourselves, the din of Tfilas Arvis, that we're going to daven it as a chayim, did not change the mahus of the tefillah. It didn't change the chetza of the tefillah. We're mekabel on ourselves to daven a tefillah shel reshus, and that Shmaya Esrei remain a tefillah shel reshus. L'mashal. If a person is mekabel on himself to bring in a davar to the Beis Hamikdash, does that nidava now become a chayva? No, he has to bring it. But the carbon itself still has a shame in the dove. The guy says, I'm so happy, I just won, I don't know, $20,000 in Atlantic City, I'm going to make a kiddush in the bungalow of the Shabbos. Right? So the ma'isa, anyway. Whatever you want to say. I don't know. It's a hypothetical thing.
Too right.
So, hypothetical situation. No, it's not just, you know. No, I know that people go in the summer. I know some guys did well, some guys don't do well. And I know that in the Kambon Khan, I'm going to any excuse to make a kiddush is fine. And this is L'chayr causes of something.
Yeah,
it's in, what's it called, Amandale. Oh. Anyway. So, what?
It's the year after?
Oh, I was thinking of the other place. Where's the other place? No, the other place. Where's the place that Ziggy's going to?
Country.
Country, what?
Country.
Pine Tree. Anyway, so either way, so what's the Chabad Rambam? So the Rambam is saying the same thing. There is a person's approach to a mitzvah, and is the din of the mitzvah itself. Meaning, let's separate the two. Like we said in the carbon of the Beis HaMikdash, a guy says, I did so well, I'm going to donate, I'm going to buy this beautiful animal, and I'm going to give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Is that carbon a carbon that's a chayva? No. The chetz of the carbon, the actual essence of the carbon, is an optional carbon. Because there is nothing requiring you mitzad the carbon itself to bring it. But the promise is a din on you. What's the difference? What's the nafkamina? If there's an oitus on this particular animal, right? It's the difference between a neder and a dover, right? If it's a real oil and a rezu oil, right? So the person has a chiyuv himself. He has a chiyuv to bring it. Now, thus, the din of the carbon still has a shame that it's enough in the dover. It's still called the Tfilas Nedava. I was becoming on myself to do it. What's the perfect example? If a person has something that he doesn't have to do a minute, right? A person is becoming on himself to do a minute. Great, what's my minute now? My minute is going to be that I'm going to wear garzel to daven. Right? I'm going to wear garzel to daven. So he's becoming on himself this chayvet, he's going to wear garzel. Does that mean that wearing a garzel has a shame mitzvah now? Can anyone tell me that it's called a mitzvah? It's not called a mitzvah. I have to do it because I made a mandate. But it doesn't mean, guys, I'm going to empower myself Chol Yisrael. I'm going to take only Chol Yisrael. Again, is Chol Yisrael a mitzvah? Is it an Yisrael to eat Chol Yisrael? No.
The
who make God did it's not.
Is what? I mean, every individual would have to, in order for this to stand through for Chol Yisrael, every individual would have to go up and empower himself to start Margot.
No.
What do you mean?
No.
Otherwise, then, according to what you're saying, the whole thing is just a reshus.
No. Now,
Babylon,
it is a reshus. Now, there are being like you wear yarmulkes. I mean, you'd have to be balanced up to wear yarmulkes. Why have to wear yarmulkes? And then you saw Tayyar, right? And then you saw Kedin.
Okay.
Do you have to be the Kabbalah itself? No. I don't want to say it's exactly that, but it's the similar concept. That once we're mekabel ourselves to do it as a chayva, that's what it is. So the Rambam holds like this. The Rambam holds that when we're mekabel ourselves to daven it, we're mekabel ourselves like when we're mekabel any hamogah chayva. That it was a reshus initially, but we held that we should do it. Say like a hamogah chayva, whatever it is to eat. I'm not going to mention Yosha because Mika didn't hold it. That he after Chol Yisrael is more of a alfi din. It's hard to argue with Moshe. People want to be mekabel on themselves. So you want to be mekabel on yourselves, of yourselves. So then what happens at that point? So now you are mekabel on yourself. Is Chol Yisrael now a mitzvah? No, it's not a chiyuv. But on you it's a chiyuv. But the din of Chol Yisrael is not a chiyuv in itself.
He's saying that it's not a matter, but it's not a mitzvah.
No. Just the opposite. The chiyuv on me, it's a chiyuv on me to that matter. Nor boss. Tfilos Arvis is not called a chayim. You can't call it a chayim. That type of tefila, that tefila in itself, its ingredients are not chayim. Its ingredients are the love. I have a requirement to daven those ingredients, but those ingredients of that tefila are tefilas and daven.
My tefila is never a mitzvah. My tefila is a mitzvah.
If that's true, but tefila is not considered one. Well, that. This is the tefillah, the three tefillahs are one unit. They're not one unit. They're all three separate tefillahs. So if they're one unit as one, like you're saying, so then, you know what, it would be a little bit of a steer to say that. Whereas these things, right, you would say not like that. You would say if they were one unit, it wouldn't be comparable. But without the three separate in yomim, it would seem that you could say that. If they were one unit, like the rabbi holds that the mitzvah of the Isis is done once a day. The Shaila is, your question would be very, very negaya if a person only that was married to the Yetzir Tefillah Deiraisa. Right? No one has a mind.
Is Kriyashma a chayva or a chayva?
No, Kriyashma is one thing. Kriyashma is a chayva. I'm talking about the Shmanesra. The Shmanesra itself. When we say Tefillah, we're going to refer here as, in the Gemara and Tzilsa Shaila, it's only referring to the Shmanesra itself. To the Shema is going to have a separate din of its own view. But regarding this idea, if the Rambam really passes it one time a day, but it has to be matched to the Rebbeinu Shalom, then I'm connected with you. That's the din of tefillah in the Rasa. So the person is gay to that, if it was Arvis, then, you know, like, then I think you have a very significant kasha. But at least at this point, I think that since it's separate things, then I think you can look at it as a separate concept. So that's what the Reb Chaim says. Okay, let's see where Reb Chaim writes. Uladas haRambam sorech loyman. The whole chayv on a double in the sarfim mishum dehein chalukim be'etzem hachetze. It's because they're different in the chetze. They're different in the chetze shel tefila. The actual ingredients, the essence of the davening. The zun tefilas chayv and the zun tefilas nedava. The arvus din reshus v'nedava alot. The whole chayv on a chayve pirusha. This that we accepted on ourselves as a requirement. It means, or Chazal required it, Shekobu Choyve al Asmon Lispalo Tfilos Meshus Adadol. They accepted upon themselves the obligation to daven a tefillah, which inherently is only Rishus. Aval a tefillah batmuse nedav Rishusi. But the tefillah remains in its ingredients, in its essence, a tefillah Rishus. Kevin, the Be'ikat HaKonis Bechayvah's tefillah, ain't a rak Rishus for nedav. Since in the Ikat HaKonis, and what it was made as, it was only Rishus for nedav. Now what's the beauty of this? The beauty is that you see that the Mishnayim carry this through in their language. Have a look at the riff over here. I almost finished the If you look at this lashon here, the riff brings down the regular halachas, and you can see it at a different time because we're running out of time. But in this sixth line, you see the underlined word of the riff. He adds in these words, and he's talking about the halacha. If a person But if you dive in the matter of once, what does he say here? If you accept it, Riff says, accept it upon yourself. Hecha d'tzolile, l'tfilas arvis, right? Kvar shavya alei chayva. He already considered it to himself a chayva d'itzil. Right? Kvar shavya alei, he already considered shavya, means he made arvis on himself to be a chayva d'itzil. The Rambam omits these words. What do you see, Klof? You see that the Rambam argues on the Rif in this particular halacha. That the Rif says requiring holds that when a person davens married and the din of Rumah Kalam is also a chayve, we shat up the tefillah to zayin a chayve. The tefillah itself is a chayve, the mehusu of tefillah is a chayve. Whereas the Rambam leaves out and omits these words, clearly he's trying to tell you know what, there's an aspect of this that I don't agree with. That when Makabal himself the tefillah, we didn't shat in this tefillah is chayve. We shaken this tefillah achir on ourselves to daven it. But what tefillah were shaken ourselves achir to daven it? A tefillah rishus. Now, what's very interesting about this is that the din of Shabbos. The Givaldi is a machlekes Rambam and the Raivid on a person whether, as you see in this halacha, let's look at the bottom halacha here. says, "V'yeshle yispalo tfilas arish aleli Shabbos be'er Shabbos kodesh shetishkacha." The Rambam paskins that a person should daven Maariv on Erev Shabbos before the sun sets. Before the sun sets. Why? Because we have a dinner fixed Sefer Shabbos, we have to add on from Chayil to Shabbos, and the way men are Kabbal Shabbos is through davening Maariv. So therefore, he says we should daven Maariv early. And I want to get into this discussion, the time will run out.
Kabbal Shabbos, not
which is davening Kabbalah Shabbos, those most of the portion of them on it is Baruch Hu Hashem Amunah. That's the Kabbalah Shabbos. Baruch Hu Hashem Amunah. Kabbalah Shabbos, if you daven it, I guess, if you have in mind, this Mashiach, I guess it is. But people are, Baruch Hu was brought down in Halacha in all the Peskim as being the Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos can be also, but it doesn't have a din like an Amir of Tefillah. It's not a Tefillah, you don't have to say it the Betzibah. The Chassidim made for me the big Tefillah, you know, Kabbalah Shabbos. But by the Litvaks, you know, if you stay at home, if you stay here on the way to Shul, I mean, you know, Litvaks don't necessarily make that big of a deal out of Kabbalah Shabbos. I'm not sure if you're aware of this. Yeah, Litvaks don't, I mean, by me, in Yeshiva, I mean, I daven Kabbalah Shabbos usually at home. I daven in my living room, whatever it is, my kids are with me, this and that. We'll go to walk across the street to daven Maariv. They daven Maariv, there's a break between Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv, they daven Maariv later. They try to Neman that Kabbalah Shabbos is this Tisefer Shabbos. But the Rambam paskins, you should daven early. Kabbalah Shabbos doesn't really have a din tefillah, no, you don't need a minyan for it. You know, it doesn't have dvar, it's not really dvar shel kedusha as tefillah is.
Who said you need a minyan for Kabbalah Shabbos?
No, you don't.
Right, so why can't the Kabbalah Shabbos be in the Kabbalah
Shabbos? No, it could be. I say it could be, but in the Peskim, I'm just explaining why the Peskim never brought down that, you know, that the Amin Kabbalah Shabbos was really a Kabbalah Shabbos on a person. They never know that Baruch Hu was Hashem. When the person said Baruch Hu, he was being Mekabel on himself Shabbos.
Right.
So it goes a little bit later, you know, in the tefillah, but Zichur Baruch Hu, that is what they were bringing down. But they talk about that like, also. So, says the Rambam, you should daven early. The chen is fal avishol. It's a Shabbos for Shabbos. You should also daven Maariv early. Lefisha tefillas arvis rishus ein medaktikin mizmanet. Because tefillas arvis rishus were not medaktik in its time. Don't do this as a common practice. So you see clearly the machlekes between the two. The rabbi about the paskin, the tefillas arvis is a chayv. He holds that it's a chayv and the tefillas is becoming a sub as a din now chayv. So don't do this. Don't daven at inappropriate times. So the rabbi says, "No, just get that look. If you daven at the most inappropriate, if you don't daven at exactly inappropriate times, daven a little earlier." Says the rabbi, "That's okay. We're not medaktik so much in time because it only has another nafkamina in halacha. We learned two nafkaminas today in passing the two times is a reshus. Number one, if a person remembers that he daven, does he have to stop? According to the rabbi, he doesn't have to stop because inherently the tefillah hasn't been reshus." And the second nafkamina we learned over here is that if a person is davening, and this really is negei halacha l'maisa, because what we do in the summer, we make Maariv early. And most of us are davening, it didn't tire to the sasur. We're davening mincha after plat, and Maariv before shkiyah. So many of the Peskim are bringing down the terrible together, the shas adchak, and the reason why people do it is because we never do it. We gather people back together, to daven Maariv together, and oylam of it, because such a terrible thing, and the Hashulchan says he has to find some limitzchus. And one of the rabbis that the rabbi brings the limitzchus is this rabbi. This sheet is a rabbi in Tfilas Arvis Rishus that he holds that the etzim inherently is in Tfilas Rishus that we mekabel on ourselves that we're not bedakt at this manner, and therefore on Erev Shabbos when it's not yet shkia, even if a person davened mincha after plav, the halacha is going to be according to the rabbi, we can still daven Maariv early. Halacha Hashulchan. For the same reason. Because you don't have to be medactic in its man because it's inherently a reshus to get tefillah. It's a tefillah nedaveh, and therefore you should daven it early so that you can be mekabel Shabbos, which is a mitzvah d'iraisa, to be mekabel Shabbos before Shabbos, and don't be medactic in its man. It's another nafkamina, and he uses it as a tzarehed, a little tzchus, so that, you know, I need this minion on the Ereshah, you always help me out. The minions, there were guys, Yossi helped me out, Chai helped me out. The guys helped me out. The guys here, the guys actually that helped me out on this minion. Ereshah, we got here. They could care less to daven mincha Shabbos. The only reason why they came is because why? They wanted to daven mincha later. Understand? They want to pass the night as Rambam. The only reason why they came is what? Is to help me out. They came. And I was usually taking from something, you know, in the middle. They came every time. They came every time. So I wanted to daven early, but. You see from the time that you see that what they were doing was complete. It was chassad.
So you can daven in the morning and go into Rambam?
What? Marathon, I can't daven. You mean, could, if you were like up late very night, then it's like sort of straddling the time for the next morning? It's a good question. I think my heritage would be that we're only talking early. And the Rambam is not talking about late. And the reason for that is because remember why Tfilas Arvis was created. To be connected, they varim fedarim shalinis akuli vayyad, the limbs and fats that weren't burned from the karbanis of that day. And since that started already to burn before Shkia, so the rabbi has a smuchim to say, you know what, you can daven it early on Erev Shabbos, you can daven it early on Matzah Shabbos. But to say that it goes past the time that there was a complete limit on this, they would not allow they varim fedarim to burn past a certain time in the morning. So then you would say, I don't think he would let you have that leeway in the morning. He would only let you have it earlier that way. If you went like this, then the chayyim should say, I'll keep along this. You should say that maybe you have that leeway in the morning. But I think the rabbi would always say it as anybody this way. And what's negated al Allah on Shabbos is, we got to stop here. But I want to say
that.
What? I did it. You know what? I was out of town for Shabbos. I was in a town for Shabbos to speak, and I had to catch a plane at 7 o'clock. At a 7 o'clock flight and it was 5:30. Shabbos was over, so I davened Marat 35 minutes after Shkia. I was done by 50. I didn't do Malacha before 50, but I davened Bichidus for 5 to get out. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to get out to be in Yeshiva the next morning. So I davened Marat before. You know, I didn't daven before Shkia. But I doubt it would say certainly, and you can do the similarly. You can do the same thing here. It shouldn't be a thing that a person does regularly. But
why would you want it to do regularly?
What?
Spell action. Why would you want to do it regularly?
No, not the Shabbos.
You should have Shabbos.
You should have Shabbos the other way. That's correct. But I don't think he's talking about.
No, not about
Shabbos. You're already considered to have a Shabbos if you only the guy and every time after Shkia, right? So. So the Shaila is not part of the Ben Ashmash, but you shouldn't.
What about my? I don't want to be so.